three AM stations, 1340, 1350, 1400. A lot of ways to reach us. YouTube.com/Tantalk Radio. If you're listening on the website right now for Tantalk Network, you can actually go to YouTube.com/Tantalk Radio/live because I've got you up here. I'm seeing you on the screen. And those that are watching on YouTube, you say, really? You can go over there? Yeah. And then it will be posted also on our YouTube channel that we have now, YouTube.com. And Mike correctly said YouTube has to be
one word. Yeah.
One word, YouTube, not a space there. YouTube.com/. And then you can go to our new webs, our new, you explain it, Dr. Angel, our new channel on YouTube. You want to talk about that?
Yes, we have our own channel, BOHM Global. So it's YouTube/BOHM Global. That is our ministry, Beacon of Hope Ministries, where we put up our weekly services so that you can watch them at any time at the comfort of wherever you are.
So, like this morning, we had three cameras going. One is going for Facebook, and that's 15, 20 minutes. And then we have, go on, because you're running that.
The one is going.
I am driving you crazy as I walk around the room, right?
Then we have the YouTube camera, which picks up the complete sermon only. So it'll get, so Facebook gives kind of a highlight, the beginning portion of the sermon. The YouTube gives the complete sermon beginning to end. And then we are streaming on Zoom, which adds in the praise and worship, prayer request all the way through.
So if you want to be a part of the Zoom audience, all you have to do is send a note to prayers. That's our prayer team, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and say, add me to the Zoom service on Sundays beginning at 10, gets done about 11:30, 11:40.
Yes, it does. And when you're in the Zoom, you can interact because I'm behind the computer. So you can interact and submit prayer requests.
Yes, that happened today. That was going on today.
That was great. I interacted. I'm like, does anybody have any prayer requests that we can bring before?
That is great.
So we received a few. And so I interact when they're on Facebook. I interact when they're on Zoom. So I got a lot going in my little world there.
So you really aren't just sitting there writing notes to people or just goofing around.
Not like she used to, right?
Yeah. She's changed, hasn't she, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
God got a hold of her heart. Praise God.
About time, isn't it?
Convicted her of that.
Right.
Give her a new job.
No, but I think that's amazing that they can be a little more interactive with the service. So even though they can't be there in person or aren't feeling safe to be, or they're just not local, which is great. We've had people calling in from all over.
All over. And, you know, that is one of the amazing benefits, isn't it, of this whole thing that's happened. It's crazy that it's happened, but we would not be on Zoom or YouTube probably. We were doing Facebook, but I was doing that from my home. So we weren't really getting the church setting. And
I believe God took the bad and made it for the good.
That's what he does.
You know,
that's what he does.
I totally agree with you, Mike. I think that is what happened. And it's a joy to be able to know that people... A lot of my cousins in Indiana, my cousins that I love so much, they'll tune in, which is really cool. And that's mostly on Facebook. But so people tell people about it because we aren't going to stop doing this. We're going to continue doing it because if it blesses one person, it's worth the effort on our part.
Amen. But think about the people that couldn't get out to go to church.
Right.
But now most people has internet.
Yeah.
And they can hear it.
Absolutely. It's really...
Or watch it.
Yeah, or watch it. Yeah.
Or interact, yeah.
It's great. You know why? Because we're all about the Word. I mentioned our slogan earlier, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. We have another slogan. It's on our website also. Going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. You want to comment on that, Jen? You just kind of moved here from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the way of God to reach out to those people who's having a problem, or just reach out people to hear the word of God as well.
Yes.
And it's, I think this is one of the good thing about advanced technology, that we can reach out to everyone.
It is. Yes.
Even though we know that not all of the states are open. Totally open, but we can still reach out with them and interact with them.
And another benefit now in our brand new website, if you go to the giving page, that we've had people say, well, Do I send a check? Do I want to plant money towards the radio ministry because that's where it comes from? And no, you just go to our new website now and go to the giving page. And there, it's Subsplash. It's powered by Subsplash. It's totally secure. What's that word I'm looking for? Not just secure. It is
encrypted.
It's totally, you know that because you're on the board. So, and it's a very safe way to give. So if you'd like to donate, we don't ask for money. We never do. But if you'd like to plant money into the kingdom of God, that's a good way to do it. Big Daddy Weave has a song I played on the radio here maybe last week or the week before, but it fits right now. Word of God speak. And then I'm going to ask you guys why this song is so important.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice, and word of God speak, would you pour down.
By Big Daddy Weave, Word of God speak. You know, that's what we want, Mike. We want God's word to speak to us. When we open it, when we listen to it, when we read it, when we sit in a sermon, whatever, isn't that what it's about? Where did God speak?
To bring you into his presence and be able to hear his word. What that song does for me personally, kind of makes you, if you just close your eyes and listen to the words, it'll bring you before the throne of God.
It will.
In his presence and feel his spirit. And kind of like when you're praying.
Yeah.
When you're alone.
Right.
But the song itself, you could be anywhere and just close your eyes and you don't see anything to distract you. And it just brings you right into his presence.
And when we study the word, we read the word, when we do these shows, sermons, all we do, the whole goal is to help motivate people to get into God's word and realize there's help for you, dear audience member, right where you are. John the Baptist came, and he was a first cousin of Jesus also, and he came to point to the fact that Jesus was the Messiah. And we're not going to talk about John the Baptist much today. I think we might, you know, soon. Anyway, in verse 8 of John chapter 1, he was not the light himself, John the Baptist. He came to bear witness regarding the light. What are we supposed to be doing? Bearing witness regarding the light, Angel. Why? That is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be going, God is working in my life. I praise him. He did this. We have praise reports. We have prayer requests at Beacon. People have an opportunity to say, God answered this prayer and that prayer. Why is that significant, Angel?
Oh, wow. That's very significant, because when we are bearing witness, when we are sharing that light, we're spreading that seeds of faith around so that others can believe. And if God can do it, God's a respecter of persons. If he can work in my life this way, he can work in your life the way you need him to. And so what we feed grows. So we need to feed that testimony and of bearing what he's doing in our lives. That's how people are encouraged. That's how people
exactly
grow. That's how faith grows.
Yes.
I don't remember where in Revelations, but you know, overcoming, you know, the testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony.
Revelation 12:10-12.
And that is that bearing witness.
Yes. Yes. Verse 9 of John chapter 1. There it was, the true light coming into the world, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illumines every person. Now, that to me is bizarre, that God Almighty can speak to every single one of us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Billions of people. Verse 10, he, meaning Jesus, came into the world, and though the world was made through him, in other words, he created the world didn't even recognize him. How true is that, Mike, in so many people's lives? God's working in their life. They're being blessed, but they don't even see it's coming from God.
Amen. Well, a lot of times the people, they get blessed even though they're not Christians.
Oh, yeah.
They don't realize it was God's blessing.
Right.
And that maybe someone prayed for them.
Right.
For that need they needed, even though they may have know who God is, but not necessarily asked them, or might have said a little prayer. But never recognized God for the blessing that he answered their prayer.
You know, back in 1984, I helped with my cousin to bring my grandparents to Florida to live with my aunt. And they were mid-80s, and they were both failing physically. And I was, actually, it's hard for me to talk about it. It's the last time I ever saw my grandmother. It's the day I left her in a hospital bed in St. Pete to fly back to Indiana, because I lived there with my children. And she was sitting in her chair, and I was kneeling on the floor beside her, and I had just started the ministry. I was just starting the church, and it was a big step for me. And my grandmother said to me, I've prayed for you since you were born. I knew God had something for you to do. And she said, you have to do what God's calling you to do. My grandmother's last time I saw her alive, last time she was dead within a few weeks of a heart attack. But it was like, it was the confirmation I needed right then. Pick it up, Angel, so I can go ahead and cry in peace over here.
Well, you know, and that's
we're all just the time crying on these shows.
Yes, true story. And that's the bearing witness of God.
That's it, right there.
And encouraging each other and reminding each other of our purpose,
yeah,
and what God has for us, because it's so easy to get distracted or to get discouraged, or, you know, there's so much coming at us at one time, and that's that one moment, like so many
life
years
changing.
Ago, is life-changing. And we don't know when we have that life-changing moment for someone else.
And it was such a big step for me to start a church. My kids were real little, and it was a big, big step. And she confirmed right there that day, you're doing, I'm not surprised, you know, because I've been praying for you since you were very little. So Jesus came to this world to show us the nature of the Father. I cannot emphasize that enough. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says that the Messiah was sent to show us. It says that Jesus is the exact mirror image of the Father. Okay? In other words, you know, you see some people, they look a lot. Like I said this morning, my youngest grandson right now, not the one that's in utero in process, but little Reese looks just a lot like my son Mark. And he acts just like Mark, as I remember him as a baby. And it's just like seeing two little, you know, peas, the pea, you know, from the pod, you know what I'm saying? And and that is so... Jesus was the exact representation, Mike, of the Father. He came to show us the Father.
Well, the word said, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
That's exactly right. So, why is that so important?
Well, if you were to read John 3:16, it says, where you come into the world to save us.
Yeah.
But no one reads 17. It says he come into the world not to condemn
not
us,
to condemn.
But to be saved.
Yes.
I don't know the whole scripture.
You got it right.
But,
that's it.
But the whole purpose of him coming and dwelling on earth with us is they had so many idols back in that day,
yeah,
before when Jesus walked on earth.
That's right.
To show them God needed to make himself real to the people.
Absolutely. You're right on. Look at verse 11 of John 1. He, meaning Jesus, came to that which belonged to him, to his own, to his domain, to his creation, to his world, okay? And they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him.
Mm-hmm.
This series is entitled Believe and Receive, okay? It's one thing to believe. It's another thing to believe and receive. Talk to us about that, Jen, because a lot of people can say, yeah, I know God's out there, yeah. But they never really receive God working in their life. Do you want to comment on that?
Right. Because some of the people were like recognizing their human nature, that I made this, I was able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're not recognizing it came from God.
Yes.
When we believe, we will receive the whole blessings that he gave to us.
Oh, yes. And there's just so many times I think that people, just as I mentioned this morning, they want fire insurance. They want to make sure they're going to heaven, not hell. But that's about as far as they want to go, Jen. You want to comment on that?
Well, I think because some of the people were like that. They were like planning their future. They were making sure what was going to happen to them. But as a believer, we need to believe that, just trust in God and believe
right.
in him, and everything will go
yes.
smooth.
It's, and that's
life.
Believing. Right.
A lot of them don't want to give up the ways of the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
no.
They want to drink and have fun and do all the things of the world,
right.
but they don't want to spread the word, bring other people to God.
You know, moderation, you know, and but it's about our priorities. It's
exactly.
about what do we put first in our lives, Angel?
Right.
Would you talk about why God sent his son to this earth?
He sent his son to bring us salvation, first of all, and to bring us and allow us that full access to God ourselves.
Oh,
before
yeah.
Christ came, they didn't have that kind of access to God, to his throne room, like we have today, like this indwelling spirit that lives in us and it empowers us. That's very intimate. relationship.
And you just discussed verse 12. So would you read that and explain how verse 12 of John 1, it fits in perfectly with what you just said?
She hit the nail on the head.
She did. She actually did. Yes.
Hold on. Let me get over there.
John 1, 12.
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Whoa. That's what? When we believe and we receive. Mm-hmm. Both words are in that verse. That's the title of this series, Believe and Receive. Both words are in that. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. But to as many as did receive and welcome him. Okay?
Ooh, that's good.
Because, you know, there's times that we can somebody comes to the door and, you know, like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. And we welcome. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Had a guy yesterday show up at the door and wanted to argue with me about the pest control people I use. And I said, whoa, stop. And he goes, well, I want you to compare. I said, no. I have a person and that's who I'm using. I don't want to go. Can I come in and talk to you? No, you can't. I don't want to discuss this. That is not something I'm searching or... And he got really upset, hot under the collar. And I said, okay, I've got to go in the house now, okay? Now, so my point is this. We have to welcome him, okay? Mm-hmm. We have a welcome mat out front of the church. And when I bought it a few months ago, it looked like stone and everything. Have you noticed it's all worn off?
Yes.
That many feet have gone through. It's all worn out. You can still see welcome, but it's like, it looks a lot different than when I bought it, right? Mm-hmm. But welcoming and wanting God in your life, they're two different things. Receive, you know, as many as did receive and welcome him. He gave the authority, the power, the privilege to become children of God. To those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. Go back to that point, Angel. Because it's not enough just to say, oh, yeah, God, I want you to, yeah, I know who you are. I want you to be a part of my life. Yeah, kind of a part of my life.
Well, you know, yeah, first of all, it's vital for our relationship with him to go on that deeper, to adhere, to trust, to rely. But I think, you know, going back to the people who want the fire insurance, so to speak, I think there's many things that contribute to that. A, they don't really know who God is.
That's it.
They have no idea.
And they really don't want to take the time to get to know him.
No. So, right, they're not prioritizing him, and they're not really willing to give up control. You know, and, you know, we have to be humble and we have to submit our will to his will as we grow in that relationship with him. And some people are not willing to submit that will. And so, you know, they believe he exists, but he's not really going to be the Lord of my life.
Yes. Yes.
You ever been to someone's house or a business or a different place? You were invited, or if you wasn't even invited, if you were there. But when you left, you could say, well, I don't think I really felt welcomed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So I can see what you're talking about now, the understanding of receive and welcome.
Very often this happens to me in 29 years of real estate. I'm called to go do a market analysis of someone's home. And sometimes I know these people. And usually now most of my clients are people I've already known and sold houses to. But back in the early days, I didn't know any of these people because I was just here, you know, green realtor, not knowing what I was doing. And it would amaze me when I would just relax and have a good time and be interested in them, asking about them, caring what was going on in their lives. Why is it you want to sell your house? What's going on in your life? You're getting a bigger house? No, we can't afford to sell. You know, whatever the reason is, right? Mm-hmm. Being interested. And I can remember so many times, especially in the early years, getting in my car and thinking, I like those people. That was good. I enjoyed that. But I can also remember, because I trained realtors for 6 years at Century 21, I can remember a realtor saying to me, I'm so scared to go in their door. Well, they're just people, you know? You've got to want to interact with them. See, that's where we are with God, Angel. You want to bring that home to roost right there?
Well, you're right. It's about the quality of the relationship and what we know. Because when we know somebody, like even in our human life, when we really know them and we connect with them, then we prioritize them. We think of them. We reach out to them.
They're on our mind. They're on our heart.
We support each other.
Right.
And so we call that in the counseling world something we're looking for, people that helps for resiliency. It's a protective factor is what we call it.
It is.
That's one of the things we assess.
Be comfortable with them.
Sure. Assess, like, what is the quality of those relationships? Because that's a protective factor. That means if you have good quality relationships, when life starts to happen and throw curveballs and stress comes in, those relationships can help carry you through. Same thing with God. He's our protective factor from all of what's happening in this world to us and whatever else is going on. And the more intimate, the more time we spend with Him, the more we really get to know His character,
the more we believe and trust.
When we believe and we receive.
That's good.
There's our protective connection.
That'll so preach, Dr. Angel.
Sure will.
To the point that God just said, change this song I was going to do. Stand in Your Love, Bethel. Love this song.
That's amazing how you break something down.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in Your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in Your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in Your love. She no longer has a place to hide. I am not captive to the lies. I'm not afraid.
Fear doesn't have a chance. God's love. Why doesn't fear have a chance, Mike?
Just the name itself, Jesus alone.
Right.
To make a demons flee.
Mm-hmm.
The demons flee.
Absolutely.
Just mention the name.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't stand a chance when we're walking in God's love, right?
Amen.
Let's go back to John chapter 1, verse 16. Out of the fullness, the abundance, we have all received. You see, the abundance of God's love caused the Son to come to this earth. John 1, 16. John understood this. He goes, out of his fullness, his abundance, okay, we have all received and all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. What's the most common song sung at funerals, in, at least in the United States? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And you know, I don't know about y'all, but when I hear that sung at a funeral, it just, I mean, it brings tears to my eyes. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, now I see. Right?
Right.
So grace, it out of the fullness of God, we have received this grace. I'm reading in the Amplified, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon favor. And gifts heaped up on gifts. So verse 17, then we're going back to 16, because that's the one we really want to concentrate. John says, for what the law was given through Moses, but grace and spiritual blessing were realized and truth through Jesus Christ. So what Jesus came to do was to bless our little pea-picking hearts. I mean bless us, bless us, bless us. With grace upon grace, truth upon truth. Mike, you want to comment on that? I just think that's powerful stuff. And then we'll go to the other two here.
Well, we didn't have any hope.
Right.
So
right.
When he came, the purpose of him coming was to give us life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
It was his grace.
And that ties into that song, standing in his love, right?
Yes.
When we're standing in his love for us, what does it do to us?
To me, it takes away all my fear, all
yes.
my worries. Gives me hope.
Yes.
Assurance.
Right. It reminds us of his greatness. It reminds us of that he came, for God so loved the world. That's John 3:16. That he gave. It does not say, for God so was mad at all of us that he decided to send somebody here to punish us.
Right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should, believes. That's one of the 98 times that word is used in the book of John. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jen, talk about that, if you will.
Well, because sometimes when we mess up in our life, we tend to push ourselves away through God.
Oh, you're right. We do, don't we?
Yes, which is kind of wrong, because it's losing your hope that
right.
He already give grace to you, that he is not going to perish you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But give you eternal life. So whatever happened, whatever mm-hmm. happened, or how we mess our life, we should still believe in him that he'll still going to do it for you.
Amen. Amen. Angel, you and I have had kids, and you had three boys. I had two boys and a girl. And actually, I think my daughter was the one that was constantly doing things and saying she didn't. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the boys being little and this kind of stuff going on?
I do. Not me lived in our house.
Huh?
We what? Had, you know, not me.
Oh, not me lived in your
yeah,
house.
Not me. It was always not me, not me.
I didn't understand what she said, guys. Not me. A little boy named Not Me.
A little invisible kid named Not Me who happened to do all kinds of little bad stuff in the house.
Right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
yeah.
like it brings back memory to me that when you see a little child, he does something wrong, he goes and hides.
They hide.
From yes, mom and dad. It's the
That's
shame.
In our nature.
It's in our nature.
So unlike, just like in Genesis, when God came down and talked to Adam and Eve in the garden, they had recognized they had
sinned. Exactly
sin,
right.
They clothed themselves and they hid from him. Mm-hmm. And we do that today, mm-hmm. not realizing it's a trick of the devil to pull us away from God and to
mm-hmm.
interfere with our relationship with
That's
God.
Right.
To stop us from talking about Christ or praying
right.
or going to church. So we separate ourselves from God because of sin, but not realizing when you're a child of God, it's covered by the blood. You just talk to him.
That's right.
That's all he wants.
That's exactly right. I have identical twin granddaughters, and they are like six now. And when they were from 2 to 4, they lived down here, and so I saw them a lot. And they were so looked alike, you know, so you don't sometimes, if you don't look real closely, you can mess up and get the wrong, the innocent party. But I can remember different times, seriously, of one of them trying to go, no, her did it. And he always said, her did it, you know. And, did her do it? Well, we're not sure, really, because you both look alike, so, and it's got both your fingerprints on it, you know, that, whatever. And I think that so often the devil tries to put us into such guilt and shame. You know, you just said the word shame. Standing in God's love, Angel, talk about that, because the shame has to go.
Well, absolutely. And I think the more we get to know him, the more we understand who he is and his character, the more we see that his grace, his love, his mm-hmm. truth pours over our shame. Our shame we can't be too dirty. You know, we talked about the woman with the issue of blood Wednesday night in Bible study.
And you did a masterful job teaching that. And I want to give a plug for, hold your thought, for Wednesday night, because you and Pastor Jim have been teaching on Wednesday nights after our amazing prayer meetings that start at 5:15. Everybody's welcome. 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. But you really went into some really interesting thoughts there on the woman with the issue of blood in the book of Matthew.
Well, absolutely. You know, by Jewish culture, she had to isolate herself for 12 years. Anything she touched became unclean. If someone touched something that she had touched, it became unclean. So, like, that was, like, a huge...
Sure she didn't have coronavirus?
No. It feels like it, though, right?
It sure sounds like that to me.
But, so she wasn't allowed to be around people. She was socially isolated, she had that faith. She chose to believe if she could just touch the hem of his garment that he could heal her, you know, after all the doctors had failed her, after she was broke from trying to get treatment. And yet we can't be too dirty. She was ceremonially dirty and unclean in the Jewish culture. But we can't be too dirty for him. We can't have too much shame for him. His love, his grace, his truth, it just pours over that.
It does.
But we have to bring it to him.
Explain.
Well, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she brought her shame to him and touched him. We have to reach out. That's where we have to believe. We have to adhere to. We have to rely on.
And that was in the crowd, and he said, "Who touched me?"
Right. Right. Our shame won't be poured over unless we bring it to him.
Right.
And he felt her touch.
Yes, because Jesus knows when we reach out to him.
He said, "Who touched me?"
Yes.
Which is totally amazing.
It does amaze me. It really does.
Love that story. And it's so true today. And so when we read verse 16 here, and it says, out of his fullness, he had so much, right, to give. Just as you give, it just keeps coming back to you, right? Luke 6:38 talks about finances, but it also talks about the things that we have to give, like love, joy, peace, and to others. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. With the measure you give out, gets back to you. Last night, my son was sending me some pictures of the farm from a few years ago when Grandpa was still alive, and seeing the wheat fields. And seeing how he planted and how these beautiful wheat fields that he produced, he planted wheat seed, you know? And he grew a huge harvest of beautiful wheat. And so what we plant, whether it is in mercy to others, whether it is love for others, understanding, talk to us about that, Mike. So important.
Well, like you're saying, when we give, we receive. And by believing, we receive. So if we give in faith, whether it be food, car ride, finances,
exactly,
God's going to give it back to us.
Yes.
And I believe that because if it wasn't for the Lord helping us, and we do for others, it's not, I don't want to say what it is. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but, you know, I give food, and I have so much food, it's unbelievable. I have not lacking for food. I don't have a lot of money. I give what I can, but
yeah,
all my needs are met.
Right.
There's nothing that I need. You know what I need more of? Jesus.
Exactly. And when we are giving Jesus, we're giving out love. We're giving kindness.
Right.
We're giving concern for others, you know?
Patience.
Patience.
And compassion and empathy.
You know, I was thinking yesterday afternoon, because I start preparing. I actually start preparing all week long. But on Saturday and Friday, I am really bearing down to pray more, quote the word more, getting ready for to give away. And I thought if people understood how important it is to spend time in his presence so that you have something to give out, okay? You have groceries that you've obtained that you can go give, okay? Because I've done that in early years of ministry, think, you know what, I won't spend as much time this week. It'll be okay. I know what I want to say. Total difference. When we are spending time in his presence, worshiping him, we were doing, Pastor Jim and I this morning, because we get there about 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and we were doing a song, Holy Spirit Fill This Place, Shekinah Glory, sweet perfume, and we were just singing that over and over again, because that was our prayer that we, for that service today, we didn't want to give it halfway attention. We want to give it out of our fullness. That's what I'm trying to get to here in verse 16. Angel?
Well, you're right. It's completely, it's giving that whole, it's surrendering all of ourselves.
Giving it all.
Giving it all. Good, bad, ugly, shame, all of it.
And when we are full of God, it's going to spill out of us.
Oh, yes, it is. But we have to bring all of us to him so he can fill us with him. And the more we bring to him, the more he fills us up with him, the more we can share with those in our world, in our lives. The more of him we can give.
Did y'all follow all that?
Yeah, I did.
One of my favorite songs now, right now. No longer slave to fear. It's what God wants for you.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fears have gone, I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Amen.
I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Mother's womb, you have
Finish that song in a little while. Jen, would you do that next Sunday on our big day? Hang on, let me get you guys mics back on. You were singing, and so I turned you off for a minute. Would you do that song next Sunday?
Sure.
It has just really been a blessing to me lately. We're just no longer slaves.
Right.
We got to get a hold of the blessings.
It's wonderful how all these songs relate into your life.
That yes.
He's speaking to you, not just with the word, but all these songs that...
Yes.
All these
And we've been talking about John 1:16, out of his fullness.
Right.
We have all received, you know? And grace upon grace. There are so many untapped blessings that God has for us. We have to change our mindset to one of, I'm no longer a slave. I'm no longer slave to fear. Talk, Mike. Why have the hiccups?
Amen. Like I said, when we give up fear and trust in Him, it releases a lot of our worry, our anxiety, our depression, and sets us free.
It does. Gives us hope. It does. It gives us hope. And why is that important?
Well, it helps us face the world. Each day helps when we lay our head down on the pillow and we pray.
Yeah.
And we know that when we wake up, it's going to be a new day. Right. Our worries are in Him. Our cares in Him.
Yeah.
And trust Him.
Amen. Angel.
Well, you know, I love the word fullness. I think because it's the overflow. It's the abundance. You know, a lot of times in the counseling room, we talk about relationships, and a lot of people get into relationships out of a deficit, out of a need they have. So they connect with somebody that's fulfilling this need because I have this hole, this need, and then they go south because that it's a need-based relationship. And we talk about in humans, we want that fullness. We want to get in relationship of the overflow. That's where healthy relationships come from. And just the fullness, the overflow of Christ, is that's the epitome of the healthy relationship that's encouraging us and planting hope in us and growing us to become more like Him and reflecting His glory.
That is so right on. So think about that. If the only reason you are a Christian is because you don't want to go to hell,
that's your fire. Yeah, that's out of the hole. That's the right.
Go ahead. I still got hiccups.
No, that's okay. So that's like having that relationship out of a need, out of a deficit that we have. And that's not a flourishing, growing type of faith. It's a faith that just is stagnant.
So out of His fullness, God the Father sent His Son. And He said, you can have grace upon grace. Not just when someone dies in your life. I do have the hiccups. But you can have so much grace that you are just like groceries, Mike. You got so many groceries, you just got to give them away. Go ahead with
God's
that.
Bless me.
Go ahead, Mike.
I go and pick up food bank food for probably seven people in my building.
So that they have food.
So that they have food. I don't need any. My freezer, refrigerator, my cabinets, I couldn't put an envelope in my cabinets.
Right.
So when I go pick it up, I'm helping them. That's my way of giving back, to help them.
Apply that to God.
But I have neighbors. Well, God's blessed me. And I wonder how many people are in a relationship because of fear. So they fear so much.
Being alone.
That's why they're with God. When you were mentioning fire insurance.
Right.
That they're not just in it with a personal relationship with God for who he is and who he is in their life.
You're exactly right. Angel, we've talked on our show about people that are so lonely that they feel like they have to have a relationship with someone to fill that I still have hiccups. Go ahead.
Fill that hole that they have. And so they'll just get into a relationship with any person that's just a human that's breathing pretty much out of that desperation. But see, that hole can only be filled by one.
By God.
That's God. Yeah.
And see, that's the forgive my hiccups. That's the mission we have right here is to give the good news of the gospel in such a way that people go, I want that full. I want that fullness. Go ahead.
The fullness that, you know, the everlasting water that will never thirst again. Like, it's that, it's not just for the here and now, it's for all eternity.
Oh, so true. So instead of just getting by, just living, just barely existing, running to God only when you've got problems. God, please take these hiccups away. Only running to God when you have problems and not like needing him and not growing your relationship, Jen. Give us a final thought. I didn't realize how late it is. Give us a final thought, Jen.
Well, I think that's how we need to make our relationship with God.
Yes.
To always rely on him, thank him, praise him every day. We shouldn't just knock with God or ask with God that, God, I want this, give it to me. But we need to recognize him. We need to welcome him in our entire life, that he will lead our path. He will lead our life.
And that's what he wants to be for all of us. And it's up to us to not just believe, but to also receive, right?
Amen.
That's what he wants for us. Okay. I don't know why this is not starting, and it's not. So go ahead and comment, Angel, while I get this going.
Sure. You know, I want to kind of take it back to the adhering. You know, we're called to adhere to him. But if we're not adhering to him, what are you adhering to? Because we are always in alignment and adhering to something in our world. And so a lot of times that's the source of our pain. That's the source of our, you know, difficulties that we're going through when we are adhering to anything other than Christ.
Yes. What are we adhering to? What are we sticking to? Mike, a final thought from you?
Well, I think we need to adhere to God, not someone that we think could fill that void.
Exactly right.
Because they're on a time schedule just like all of us, so they could be gone one day.
Right.
And if we put all our hope and trust in a person here, they might not be there when we need them.
Amen. So believing means more than just understanding the principles of salvation, but it's receiving that fullness.
Amen.
All that God has for us. Angel, you want to finish it up?
That's just it. It's receiving his fullness.
Yeah.
And are we tapping into his fullness? And
right.
If not, let's start tapping into that fullness. Let's start getting more intimate. Let's start increasing our faith and trusting him. And it starts by getting to know him and spending time with him.
We encourage you to grab your Bible. If you don't have one, they sell them everywhere. Get one. Still the most sold book in the world. Get one and read the Book of John, Message Bible, New International Version, King James, whatever you want to read. Let's read the Book of John with us now. 21 chapters. It's going to change your life. And you beaconites out there, Even you say, well, I'll listen to it on Wednesday night and Sunday morning. No, you need to do it on your own, too. You're going to see things. Get a highlighter and start marking up your Bible. Thank you, Mike and Jen Cumbus. What amazing couple you are. We love you both so very much. Great. Dr. Angel, what can I say about you? A lot, but I'm going to try to refrain. So, no. I'm teasing you. You're amazing, and we love you, and we appreciate you so very much, all three
She's
of you.
She's a blessing.
Thank she you. Is. God bless all of you. Thank you for being on today. That 2 hours went awfully fast. So, to our audience, I'm going to turn off their mics and talk to you, audience. We're glad you've been with us today on Living the Good Life. We're glad that you've been receiving what God has for you. God doesn't want you to be a slave to fear or anything else. God wants you to trust Him and to grow your faith. God wants you to get stronger in your relationship with Him. God desires that you obtain this fullness and understand it. Say, God, I want all you have for me. It's a simple prayer, really. God, I want all you have for me because I know you have stuff for me that I don't even understand. So when you go to God and you say, God, I want all you have for me, look out because you're going to get it. And God's going to bless you. We're the sons and daughters. We're no longer slaves to fear. God bless every one of you. We are located at 2058. Write it down, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. There's a little map on our website, so the easiest way to find times and everything, 10 a.m. Sunday morning, 5:15 prayer meeting on Wednesdays, and 6:15 Bible study on Wednesdays in the evening. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com, and find out all about the ministry, our mission work, everything we've got going, the shows, the Thursday night show, it's all right there. So go there, bohmglobal.com, and get acquainted with the ministry. God bless every one of you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Mike and Jen Cumbus, Dr. Angel Falzone, bringing the Word of God to you all today. Because we wanted to. We were glad to be here, and we're glad you've joined us. Tell some people about the show, and let them get acquainted with it. You can go to youtube.com/TanTalkRadio. Right after this show, it'll be up on the Living the Good Life tab there on Tan Talk Radio. So look for it. God bless every one of you. See you next week, 3 o'clock.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills.